Good evening. This is a regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2024, 6 p.m. Can we please stand for Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call, please.
Present.
Ms. Izzo.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Ms. Nancy Wright.
Present.
Mr.
Present.
Mel.
She's not here.
Rivera.
He's absent.
Ms. Simmons Derby. Simon.
Present.
And Ms. Wagno. Ms. Wagno.
Present.
Seven present.
Okay, thank you very much. There is a quorum. I don't think I said the time. I think we started relatively right at six. For additions, deletions, corrections, we do have one correction on transfers, line item, special working balance, the last entry. There's an update on where the money is being transferred to, and that line would be 4149-53205-000, and it would be titled ROVAC. Okay. one other correction. Instead of a regular meeting, this is a special meeting that's been called. Thank you, Louise. Public portion. Would anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion will now be closed. Line item number six, additional appropriations. There's $24,500 needed to complete the 2022-2023 audit. Is there a motion on the floor to transfer that money?
I motion. Jennifer.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
A second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion?
You have it in the second. Second for the last one.
Oh, got it. Okay, and any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number seven, transfer of $1,700 needed for mandatory certification training for the new registrar of voters, Thomas Lionetti. Is there a motion on the floor to transfer those funds?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
Second by Tina.
Any discussion?
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. A list of transfers. Request to transfer patrolman wages, amount $50,000. Transfer from account number 4201-51610-225 to account number 4201-51630-000, overtime wages. Is there a motion on the floor to make the transfer?
I motion.
Jennifer.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Youth basketball. Transfer $1,500 from account number 4505-56950-000 to 4505-56030-000, building supplies. Is there a motion on the floor?
If you could read all of these transfers, they're all going to the same. They're all going to the same, going to the same place. That left that batch of.
Okay.
They're all going to the building supplies. If that's the pleasure of the board.
Okay, seems to make sense.
Well, you could, if there's a question, but if you're going to, you can approve it all, only that it's going to the same place. I would read off the ones where it's coming from, but they're all going to the same one. That's up to you.
Okay. So we are going to go through and just go through the whole listing since they are being transferred to the same account. I already did youth basketball, girls softball, transferring from 4505-56945-000. In the amount of $460. Lifeguards, $1,800, transferring from 4505-51610-000. Storage containers upkeep in the amount of $1,000 from 4506-54380-000. Telephones, $1,200. Transferring from 4506-55300-000, excuse me, and Yankee Gas, in the amount of $2,000 from account 4506-56210-000, and all of these items would be transferred to account 4505-56030-000. Building supplies. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion. Jennifer.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
A second, Mike.
Any discussion?
I just have one question. What storage container upkeep? Are those the ones down Public Works?
Yes, Public Works.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the same would be true. Okay, transfer litigation, $65,000, transferring from 4139-53010-000, transferring $22,500 from 4139-54410-000. Appraisals, $4,500 for transferring from 4139-53030-000. All of those transfers would be made to account number 4139-53020-000, legal services. Is there a motion on the floor?
Ashley, so moved.
Motion made by Ashley. Is there a second?
Okay, Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Special working balance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Six and seven.
Okay. Line item number 8, restricted funds. Line item number 8, restricted funds. Transferring 3,400. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's been a day. Transferring $348,009.
So this isn't really a transfer as much as a previous board had established a fund that certain funds, i.e. these 348,000, were only to be used in the event that there was a budget shortfall for benefits. And this money is going to come from the general fund. But when you look it through the audit report, you'll see a section where it basically says, you know, restricted funds, meaning there's this, and then the other item is the non-lapsing fund for the Board of Ed. So those are really the two uses of restricted funds. So it will come out of the general fund, but it's already been previously approved by other boards. And that's why it's currently in the audit. And so what we're asking is to now use those funds this year for the shortfall that we do have.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is in part because the benefits line item in last year's budget was never properly funded.
Correct. And we're going to need a lot more than this, but okay. Since that money is there, this is absolutely the right time to use these funds and get this cleaned up.
Okay.
To start with.
Yeah, it seems to make sense. Is there a motion on the floor?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
Jennifer, a second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Brian, did you want to talk about number nine a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. So for the next, I think it's almost 15 years, right? I think it's a total of 17 years total, somewhere around there. The city's going to be benefiting from the opioid settlement from some of the major pharmaceutical companies. All municipalities in all states were part of this. Derby's no different. Last year and this year is around $33,000 per year that we've received from funds. These funds were designated to, you know, for opioid and other drug awareness programs, media awareness, you know, all those type of programs is what the funds were meant for. In Connecticut, we're required to let the public know where we're going to be spending those funds each year. So that's really the purpose of what we're looking for today is to, you know, approve and make everyone aware of where these funds are going to go. They're not meant to be in the general fund. They're not meant to fund things like roads or benefits or anything else like that. They're really meant for opioid awareness, remediation, and so on. So under that guise, we've reached out to three different departments in the city to come up with a plan for how to use these, you know, at least these last 2 years of funds, and then we'll be here each year for many years to come talking about this. The Storm Ambulance, the Derby Youth Bureau, and the Derby Police Department were the three departments that got together to discuss, you know, what are the best way to use these funds. One major need is Narcan spray. That is something that we're actually required to give out to the public when asked for it. And it's also obviously very important medication. So we're going to be spending roughly $10,000 to have all of those materials on hand with the storm ambulance team. The police also have them. So that's part of that money. There's going to be a very large media awareness program with ads across the valley, advertisements on billboards, PSA segments, media campaigns about opioid misuse and overdose, community-based drug take-back and disposal program, evidence-based education, prevention programs in schools, and community-based awareness education on the opioid crisis and illicit drugs. We'll spend roughly $15,000 on that. And then another $8,000 on some advertising campaigns on some bus, on the Valley Transit bus fleet, for a total of roughly $33,000 there. The other $33,000 is going to be used mostly by the PD. So they're going to, you know, create a bunch of drug education and prevention supplies, T-shirts, stress balls, things they can hand out in the schools to the children for promotions to make them aware. The other thing that they're looking to do is purchase a Polaris Ranger, with really the intent being with the Greenway being where it is, it's very difficult for a lot of those officers to get there in the event there are drug overdoses, and to patrol those areas. They have to do it on foot. This will allow them to make sure that there's a much stronger police presence in areas where, unfortunately, you know, drug use and drug abuse is occurring in the city. So they've asked for the funds to purchase that Polaris. I think that, you know, there was a write-up that last week's or in the previous meeting got canceled with all of this information, but essentially this UTV will allow officers to bring a variety of medical and life-saving supplies to secluded areas and serve as a mobile base of operations to provide information on and referrals to available community services. The UTV would also offer greater access to reach and engage these communities in non-emergency situations, bringing supplies such as Narcan, and encourage them to seek mental and medical services. So that's roughly where the $66,000 is going to go from last year's money and this year's money.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So is there a motion on the floor to transfer the $66,000 to those three departments as referenced by Brian?
Is this a transfer issue? Or is it
I'll make a motion.
I agree. This isn't so much a transfer as much as this is a approval to spend these funds that we've received from the settlement.
I mean, we should probably check that.
I think it's most important that we, you know, are making everyone aware of what the program is, and certainly if there's any concerns at the boat level, but we can follow up after. Assuming we get this is approved, I can certainly follow up and see if we think there's additional approvals needed.
But that's what I'm saying. What is the approval? Line item to create a line item?
No, again, this is not in the general fund. So this money has already come in from the settlement. We have the cash. We cannot leave it in the general fund, or you know, it just flows through. So we need to get this money out. Yeah, I would think of it. We could treat it that it's similar to a grant. Yes. So you think that okay? Well, this is sort of new, kind of a new area, right?
I was called after my pain medication. No, I want my pain meds.
Huh?
I need my pain medication.
Oh, pain medication. Okay.
Thank you.
Does anyone have anything to say or?
Oh,
Okay.
Okay, so just to clarify, is what we're saying that this really has to be presented to the Board of Aldermen before it comes before our board?
Well, if it's not really, maybe it's just information. If you're not a friend of bond night, then it sounds like this type of approval would be more of an automatic thing than an export thing. It's a matter of if it's not hitting the budget, if it's like accepting the grant and it's here's how it's dispersed out, then that's probably more of a, I don't know what the requirements are. I didn't see that in the packet from either of you, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, this isn't, I don't know if anybody remembers going back to the tobacco settlement. That would be probably the last time something like this occurred, when there was a tobacco settlement and using of those funds. But I felt like, you know, again, it's money that we need to spend. So I thought board taxation was the appropriate one to approve it. But.
Well, we're good with it. I guess we're rolling in, but I mean, we're fine, right? Anybody have any?
Remember, I need to get this. They need the Narcan money, so yeah. You know.
When is the next Board of Aldermen? Is that soon enough?
Yeah, we sure. I can add it to their agenda.
Didn't have to come here.
Can we approve it so that if Alden approves it, Brian can just move forward because we've already.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it's a, when you're setting up line items, that's the question. I didn't need to like interrupt it. I'm just saying it sounds like
what you did.
I did. I was following you. Sorry, the hold up. The meeting, but it just sounds like it's something a matter of accepting your authority to appropriate the line item is one thing. The policy of if the city is accepting some grant, then typically it would be the Board of Aldermen as the legislative authority would say, okay. I mean, I can't imagine anybody would have any objections.
So what if we just approved moving this forward to the Board of Aldermen for a vote?
Yeah.
Just so at least I'm right here.
Just think, yeah, you need this, the line item or whatever, so that everybody's on board.
Okay.
Okay, so is there a motion to approve moving this before the Board of Alders?
I'll make a motion
to approve.
I'll make a motion, Kristen.
Motion made by Tina, seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second, Jennifer.
Seconded by Jenna.
I'll second, Kristen.
And Kristen. Okay. Good night, everybody. Meeting adjourned at 6:24 p.m. Thank you.
Good night.